the Turkish language film Mustang. It opens with five cultish sisters in rural Turkey. They're galloping, long manes of hair flowing, to a beach where they tumble in the water with some boys, riding their shoulders like saddles to play that game of chicken. Unbridled joy, but an older neighbor tells their grandmother that they've been pleasuring themselves on the boy's shoulders, and she beats each sister as the others bang on her door. Turns out the girls are orphans taken in by grandma. Her son, their uncle, decrees they've become too hard to handle. They need to be broken. And over the course of the film, he and others try with hilarious and heartbreaking results. Mustang is opening in theaters across the country this month. The film's co-writer and director, Deniz Gamze Argüvan, joins us. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Start with what we're seeing here. Is this a depiction of life in Turkey?
The situations at the base of each scene are real. The little scandal that the girls trigger at the beginning of the film is something that I had lived. The girls beaten in order of their age, that's something that was happening in my mother's generation. And there's a lot of things which have been documented for the needs of the script. But then the reactions of the character in very familiar situations to me are completely different from reality. For example, the first scene when they're accused of having rubbed themselves against the back of the boys' necks, they're breaking the chairs in the kitchen and saying that the chairs touch their bottoms and that's disgusting.
So they're saying that it's that ridiculous thinking would lead to it also being true that chairs were pleasuring them because they sit on them.
Yeah, so they have a way of responding which is extremely heroic and bigger than life. But yes, the situations are anchored in Turkey's social reality.
Well, and it's very different from the way you reacted, we understand. When you were also, you know, just participating in some horseplay and you were accused of the same thing?
Yes, we just, the girls and the family and I just looked at our shoes and tried to avoid eye contact. We were mortified. There was something about the huge unfairness of the situation, but the prevailing feeling was shame.
Shame. So are you, in a way, having your characters be what you couldn't be? Or is it true that in Turkey now, in rural parts of Turkey, where there's these conservative families still, that girls are reacting that way?
Well, the characters are bigger than life. I never came across the story of this type of girls. And for me, they're almost superheroes.
So they're bucking, if you will, staying with the horse metaphors, because they are just like wild Mustangs. They're trying to buck what's happening to them, because slowly but surely they are imprisoned in their home. Gates are put up, walls are raised. Does that happen in rural, less modern cities like Istanbul?
The cut between the countryside and city is not as clear in Turkey. The big cities are very heterogeneous, and you would have people living extremely modern and free lives in the cities, as well as people going by very conservative codes. For example, the scene of a Selma who is packed back in her wedding dress the night of her wedding.
Yeah, one of the sisters, yeah.
In the middle of the night because she hasn't bled is something that a doctor told me as being occurrence, not an exceptional scene he had seen once, but something he comes across over and over again.
This is one of the sisters forced into a marriage, because this is how the grandmother and the son finally figure out if we just marry them off one by one. And so one of the sisters is forced into a marriage on the night of her wedding. The parents of the groom demand to see the sheets to see if she was indeed a virgin. There was no stain on the sheets, so she's taken to the hospital, where the doctor explains that's common.
Yeah, the doctor and is not a doctor from a very remote place of the country. He practices in the public hospital in Ankara, in the capital of the country.
So it's both stunning to see how young girls are, you know, restrained. It feels medieval. And it sounds as if you're saying that the other part of it, these girls breaking out of the house to go learn how to drive a car or to make their way to a soccer match. Let's just listen to a little of this. Is this true that when there's too much violence at soccer matches, the men are all cleared out and it's just women that go?
Yes, that took place for 3 years between 2011 and 2014. During those games, only women could attend. It triggered a very crazy popular event, which was 45,000 women packing in stadiums and going completely wild. Yeah, it was too good to not to use in a film.
Oh, it's fabulous. The five girls break out of their restrictive house and get a ride, and then here they are. And so we ping-pong back and forth between this joy and possibility an absolute tragedy. What are you saying? Because we know Turkey has been at times a secular country ruled by a Muslim government, and that lately with the current president, the firewall has come down and he's been far more repressive.
Well, Turkey is a paradoxical country. Women have been voting there extremely early on. The laws of the country, the institutions of the country protect women. And at the same time, it's an extremely patriarchal and conservative society. And it's true that there's a government in power since 2002, which is extremely conservative and going backwards. And what I really wanted to tackle, what was very striking to me in Turkey was there's a filter of sexualization through which women are perceived in every action that they undertake, or every inch of their skin is also seen through that. And you have like school directors who decide that girls and boys can't take the same stairs when they go to math class at 8 o'clock in the morning and construct two different staircases in the school. And it's a way of saying that when you go to math at 8 o'clock in the morning, when your eyes are barely open, there's something extremely sexual going on, which is for me completely wrong. So that was the thing I wanted to tackle and spark the reflection and discussion and all those things.
Well, it's now shortlisted for an Academy Award through France, by the way. It was nominated by France. You've lived partly in France. Turkey did not want to submit it, and there have been critics of it. The New York Times called it a stunning debut, but The New Yorker said that it was maybe too much like a fairy tale. Some Turkish critics have said fairy tale, but it sounds as if you mean it to feel like a fairy tale. These girls are almost locked in a tower. They metaphorically let down their hair to get out.
If the critic is saying it's fairy tale, it's true. It was the intention.
Right.
I really wanted to get as far as possible as from reality as I could. The first time I wrote a treatment, I just put it in a drawer and I said, I can't handle this. It's too dark, too true, too everything. And then when I took it back out, I used every possible resource of cinema to go as far as reality as possible. So even if the situations that are real, that, as I told you, the characters behave as complete heroes, and then in every single aesthetical choices from the sets that we are in, the house we are in, the choice of the music, everything is getting us further and further away from naturalism. And yes, it was a very strong choice. And then the motives of fairy tales started coming out from everywhere while we were writing the script, and even mythological motives. For example, the girls are really this one character with five heads, and I consider them as a little hydra, which is very badly attacked, loses a part sometimes, assesses wounds, stands back on its feet and strikes back again.
They are like a five-headed mythological character. When they're in a puppy pile playing so innocently, that's a fabulous description. And then, yes, other characters do try to cut that five-headed sisterhood apart.
Yeah, there was an article which had this reading of the film, which was, it's this five-headed creature that comes out of the sea, and people tried to constrain it. And I loved that way of looking at the film.
That's Denise Gamze Erguvan, co-writer with Alice Winokur, of the new French-Turkish film Mustang, which Denise also directed. It is exquisite. Denise, thank you, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And you're listening to Here and Now.